how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to NYC Now, your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC. It's Tuesday, April 30th. Here's the morning headlines from Michael Hill.
Student protesters at Columbia University are taking over a campus building just 12 hours after the administration started suspending students involved in the protest against the Israel-Hamas war. Multiple outlets report demonstrators barricaded themselves inside Hamilton Hall just after 2 this morning. Hamilton Hall has a long history as a stage for protest at Columbia. Students demonstrating against the Vietnam War in 68 took over the building for a week. Columbia officials have not responded to our request for comment. The NYPD says crime is dropping in the subways after the mass transit system saw several violent crimes to start the year. Police say felonies have fallen by 30% over the last month. NYPD Deputy Chief of Transit Norman Grandstaff says flooding the system with more than 1,000 police officers is paying off.
We are encouraged by this trend, and our strategies to combat crime are working. We'll continue our increased officer deployment to transit with these highly visible cops deployed to turnstiles on subway platforms and inside moving trains.
Grandstaff says a focus on fare evasion has resulted in a surge of summonses and arrests, but MTA board member David Jones, who runs the Community Service Society of New York, says he believes the majority of those ticketed are brown and black New Yorkers. Mayor Adams' administration will begin distributing flyers to migrant families to discourage them from letting their children sell candy on the subway and the streets. Deputy Mayor Ann Williams-Isom says the new policy aims to educate migrants about local laws and does not represent heavy-handed enforcement.
Because for many people it is kind of cultural, or things that they didn't think that there was anything wrong with it. But we want to explain to them that it's really not, you're not supposed to be selling in subways, definitely.
State law requires children 6 to 16 to be enrolled in school and restricts what kind of jobs they can have. The flyers say people who engage in unlicensed selling are subject to fines. It also provides contact information about school enrollment, child care, and worker rights. The Knicks tonight return to the Garden to try to eliminate the Philadelphia 76ers from the playoffs and move on to the next round. The game tips at 7, but I bet the Garden will be rocking before that. On the ice, the Islanders will try to stave off elimination once more. That's tonight at 7:30 in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes. 56 with clouds out there now. Cloudy and 68 for a high today with a chance of showers this evening and a low of 53 overnight. And then tomorrow, very small chance of late morning showers and a high of 70.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, 3 times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.